The Truth News Network. Cities burning, politicians fanning the flames, Hell's Angels moving in to keep order. The world is upside down, and you need a hero. This is a job for Dan Newman.
You know what? The statement that the world is upside down, that's probably the only thing we can get a lot of folks in America to agree on today. Chaos. It's everywhere. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Truth News Network. It's Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I know you're going to have a good week, and I'm going to encourage you right now, glue yourself to Truth News Network this week. It's going to be a busy one. Much in the way of things you need to know the truth of will be rolling out every day. Everything through the weekend just proves that. Today, I'm going to frost you. Well, maybe set you on fire. One of the two. White folks ain't woke until now. Now, listen to this. You'll get where we're headed pretty quickly. Just when we got to the point where we in America think we have things all together, you know, a great economy, things are looking good, unemployment horribly low. Yeah, right, horribly. Lowest in most areas in history. Everything going good. And then the bottom falls out. Just when we think we've reached a point where everybody knows how to address people of every race, ethnicity, religion, economic status, we don't. But God knows we certainly know what it is to be woke, right? Just ask our former president. He told us about a year ago what that really means. You're not going to believe this, but the real journalists in our media have just turned the corner on exactly how to prove when you're woke. It's how you spell two critical words in the English language. Just two. What you're about to hear will probably turn your face red. If not red, then white, and your temperature is going to skyrocket. But here's a critical promise you've got to make to me before you continue to listen today. Don't stop until you get all the way to the end of this. If you're not going to commit to do that, just click off this podcast and go on maybe to CNN or MSNBC online. It's a story written today by a reporter named Jarvis DuPont. Now, we're going to tell you about Mr. DuPont at the completion of his offering to us today. And don't forget, you got to stay here all the way to the end. So let's hear from Jarvis DuPont. Here's what he said. The Associated Press, without question the oldest and formerly most reputable national newsprint disseminator, recently posted an announcement on the website detailing their decision to capitalize the letter B in black when used in the context of race and culture. Here's a quote. These changes align with the longstanding capitalization of other racial and ethnic identifiers such as Latino, Asian American, and Native American, writes Associated Press's Vice President for Standards, John Dennis Wooski, in a blog post on the Associated Press website. The following day, a further announcement was made explaining why they had taken the decision to continue to use a lowercase w in white when used in the same context. Predictably, this has upset a lot of white folks, or as I like to call them, racist. Now remember, that's Jarvis DuPont saying that, not me. I like to call them racist, who obviously cannot understand that when it comes to race, they really need to stay in their lane and get used to not capitalizing from the labor of black and minority ethnic people. There's a little pun there. He continued, there was clear desire and reason to capitalize black. That's Dennis Wooski saying that in a second blog post. He continued, most notably, people who are black have strong historical and cultural commonalities, even if they are from different parts of the world, even if they now live in different parts of the world. There is at this time less support for capitalizing white. White people generally do not share the same history and culture or the experience of being discriminated against because of skin color. What John Dennis Wooski is saying here is that white people come from a wide range of cultures and social backgrounds, whereas black folks are one homogeneous group with the same outlook and experiences and only one distinct identity. Black. Every black person I know enjoys rap music and supports Black Lives Matter. I'm fairly sure of this. When it comes to white people, their likes and dislikes are all over the place. You just can't pin them down at anything specific. It's like trying to nail ants to a wall. Horrible mess. Dennis Newsky said this, "We agree that white people's skin color plays into systemic inequalities and injustices, and we want our journalism to robustly explore those problems. From this, we can deduce that although white people come from many different cultures and backgrounds and experience no meaningful shared experience regarding their skin color, they do share a propensity towards slave ownership, white privilege, and racism due to their, well, their skin color. This makes perfect sense. White people benefit universally from black slavery. They each have a duty to accept and dismantle their white privilege. They need to recognize the injustices that their lack of melanin have brought against black people and strive to make amends. Only last week, I made my grandfather go to his nearest KFC and apologize to any black people he came across. Apparently, they can't get enough of fried chicken, which is another shared experience of theirs. He wanted to apologize for the death of George Floyd. He's 83. He suffers from dementia. So he ended up telling a black Labrador that he killed George Foreman. That Labrador didn't seem to pay him much heed, but I still feel this was a valuable step towards making reparations. So with all this in mind, I fully support the non-capitalization of the word white when used in conversations surrounding race issues. White people need bringing down a fair peg, and this would be a damn good start. In fact, I think it would benefit us greatly if we took this a bit further and have outlined a few suggestions for a less white-oriented society. First, petition paint companies to not capitalize the word white on any of their products. Create a typeface that automatically makes the W smaller when used before the letters H, I, T, and E. Get rid of the W altogether so that the term height people, H-I-T-E, contains fewer letters than black people. Force editors to print the word black in gold lettering on all magazine and newspaper articles and have the word white handwritten in cheap crayon. Completely remove the word white as a descriptive term so that when we're discussing matters of race, the conversation becomes centered on people and black people. Capitalize every letter in black on everything, everywhere to address the inequality and oppression black people deal with every day. I feel confident that we will begin to make huge strides towards true racial equality once we learn to treat people differently according to our preconceived notions regarding their skin color. And I would like to thank the Associated Press for taking that first brave step. Now, you're still here. That's a good thing. We're going to put all this in context for you now. No doubt at some point during the Jarvis DuPont story, you felt some disgust, probably some anger, certainly screamed at your computer screen once or twice. You probably thought something like this: how can this guy, and how can the Associated Press, relent to the woke mongers and bow to the Black Lives Matter and do something so trivial, which is nothing more than symbolic at best with no substance? I'll answer your question and give you some context this way. Listen closely. Jarvis DuPont is a fictional character who is either a person or some people who via Twitter have in large part headed this social justice culture that pretty much totally controls the United States today. Supposedly, Jarvis, fake picture to the left on the page of this story at Truth News Network, is supposedly a transgender woman who exclusively uses Twitter to spread the LGBTQI woke BLM message using racial, ethnic, and bigoted language. However, the Associated Press decision in all reports to keep the word white lowercase while capitalizing black, that story's true. USA Today and its network of 260 media outlets, they've announced their plan to do the same. Don't know when it'll start, but it's in the makings. NBC News, Los Angeles Times, Chicago Sun-Times are expected to follow suit quickly. In other words, everybody's trying to run as fast as they can to get woke. I could rant and rave about every part of this. I mean, this is incredible. The use of a fake transgender Twitter character lighting another fire of racial anger, spelling black and white in all reporting, disparaging all white people. That certainly pours gasoline on an already raging inferno. Isn't this what the U.S. needed in the shadows of the vilest racial violence and political upheaval of the last 50 years? Wow. It's as if some political terrorist leader sitting at a table with henchmen, having a beer late in the day and laughing, said this: what else can we do to create news and perpetuate the already existing hatred, anger, and divisiveness so all this chaos and violence and terrorism and looting will continue and even get worse? Hey, let's think of something we can get Jarvis to dump on Twitter that will take this to an even higher level. Hey, maybe that terrorist leader is Jarvis DuPont himself. Maybe it's George Soros or Barack Obama or Joe Biden or even Vladimir Putin. Heck, it might even be Hillary. But whoever it is, and whatever their plan is, it has certainly succeeded, at least so far. The fires of hatred and anger burn brightly in many of our major cities, and it's spreading just like fires do. Sadly, it appears that real violence, I mean real violence, might break out quickly in deadly fashion. We got to get our arms around this and stop it, and stop it now. You know, I just can't believe it could get even worse. But every day it seems like it does. There's more and more stuff going on that's splitting the nation right down the middle and forcing everybody to take a side. You know what? I don't give a rip about Asian America or Latino or African America, black, white. I don't. I simply don't. I'm looking for us to be all together called one thing and one thing only: Americans. That's plenty good for me. And I tell you what we need to do. If we're going to ever get to the end of this and get back to being a growing, thriving group of individuals that work together as one nation, we're going to have to put all this other stuff down. We're going to have to recognize we're all flawed. We're all humans. None of us are perfect. We all have and are making mistakes. We got a lot of that in our history too, but you know what? Because we're Americans, we can look at our history, much of which those on the left, the woke culture mobs, are trying to do away with, and we can see how to work through differences. Never in history has anybody been able to put 300 plus million people together in one big geographical everywhere and make everybody be okay. Everybody's different. And that's what's so good about America. It's all over the Statue of Liberty. It's in the Constitution, beginning with the Declaration of Independence, the preamble, and all of the articles and all of the amendments. Making what our forefathers established, making it even better, even after making mistakes in the last 260 years. You just got to figure out a way to make it work, folks. That's what it's all about. Hey, it's Monday. You didn't expect this to be the same thing as you had over the weekend. Probably peaceful for you, unless you live in Portland, Seattle, and Chicago. A suggestion for you to help you get through this week: turn off the television news shows. Don't watch the news. Don't listen to it on radio. I have quit watching evening news for this very reason. It's hard to think clearly. It's hard to be able to make good, educated, thought-through decisions if the input you're getting all along is all about nastiness and ugliness. There's plenty of that to go around. Find the facts. Anchor your life in the facts in your life. And if you don't have many, go find some. But I promise you, you're not going to find it in today's newscast and news stories. We're just getting started. We'll be around all week, folks. Make sure you're here. Don't forget, 9 o'clock this morning, 9 to 11 Central Time, TNN Live, 2 hours of conservative talk radio that will include you. You'll be able to call in toll-free, involve yourself in what we're discussing, throw in some new topics, ask questions, whatever you want to do. TNN Live, right back here, 9 o'clock Central this morning. Hope to see you then. If we don't see you then, we'll see you tomorrow right here at Truth News Network. Have a great day, folks.
When a word to the wise is sufficient, you've come to the right place. TNN, the Truth News Network.